I said, baby, I didn't want to leave you. See, he was stolen and carried up north, one of the slaves. And he came back to visit, to hunt his folks, he called them. And so in Jonesboro, they told that they could find Harper. He went to Henry County and they asked where the Harpers lived. And some old man was sitting in front of the stores like they did then. Said, well, I don't know, but one Harper, and they lived in Jonesboro. So she come to Jonesboro hunting the Harpers, and that was my daddy. And it was one of the Civil Wars, of one of his, he had captured and taken him up north, and he wanted to come back home to hunt his folks. And his daughter, a Negro woman, brought Papa. And they took dinner with my daddy and Jonesboro. I wasn't there. I lived out in the country. I lived out on the farm, David's farm, at that time. So I didn't get to see her, but I would have. I'd have walked the town if I'd known it was.
What's the number after 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69?
70.
After 99?
100.
After 999?
1,000.
And what would be 10 times 100,000?
10.
Next big number up. Somebody that has a lot of money, you might say he's
poor. Well, I don't know them. Let's see. What do you say now, how much?
Like one with six zeros after it.
Well, that's 100,000.
Okay, and another name for that's what?
Next to?
No, what's the, instead of calling it 100,000, you might, if you had that much money, you'd say you had how many dollars, maybe?
Oh. Well, if there were $1 bills, it'd be 100. It'd be 1,000 of them.
Okay. All right, you were telling me this morning about the school you went to.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me the name of each grade that it had in that elementary school.